Okay, so what is in my medicine chest? We talked about this, remove. That's always where I'm gonna start. And remember, in qualifying your question, not is this, do I need this? You know, is would it benefit my body? Is it gonna pull out mercury, arsenic, lead, that kind of stuff. Fibromyalgia is mercury toxicity, and they can't absorb magnesium. Okay, so remove. I like the Dynamite supplements because it's a privately owned company and you can just feed the vitamins and the free choice minerals without having to do grain. Grain is for hardworking horses. Make sense? They have something called Dynamite Plus and they'll just eat the handful out. So when you have IR and Cushing horses and all the horses with the blood sugar issues, but you still need to get nutrition into them and they have to have watered down hay and starchless this and, you know, they can't have all the extra sugar and calories, they can just have a handful of vitamins. Okay, you need iodine for thyroid function, which is your kelp. So horses with IR, you can ask if the thyroid needs any iodine. Cool, cinnamon's another one for stabilizing blood sugar. It's in the hoof spray, so we just put the hoof spray in the horse's food. They love it. Horses with upset tummies, they'll just until they don't need it anymore. This stuff. Yeah.
I sneak some of that when I get the recipe from him. I'm going to sneak some into that mare's grain.
It'd be really good for her. But on the feet too. So remember, like essential oils on her feet is energy meridians and internal is like organs.
That mare needs some TLC.
So anger is liver. So there's a liver stress somewhere in there.
Okay.
Fear is kidneys, grief is lungs. That's what the emotion code shows you. So when a horse is presenting something, it gives you something else to look at. They're in a lot of pain, they're uncomfortable in their body, they have a lot of lactic acid, their pee's probably going to stink, excess protein in the diet's not going to be good. Cool. So mare's milk is only 8 to 9% protein while a foal is growing. Why would an adult horse need more protein than when he was growing?
Hard work? No.
Carbs. So protein is like when the football players or the runners would eat a big steak the night before, protein's going to make lactic acid. The higher the protein the diet, the more tighter your muscles are going to be as the byproduct. So I used to feed alfalfa and sweet feed, and I had the sweat stinks on a horse that's on alfalfa. It lathers up on your reins. When I switched to Timothy and orchard grass, the sweat was clean and there wasn't a smell. You can have two horses side by side, one on alfalfa, one on grass, and the horse on alfalfa will pee twice as much because the excess protein irritates the liver and kidneys. But they're peeing out nutrients, water, electrolytes, and it'll smell more than the horse on the grass.
Now that you mentioned that, I noticed that coming, bringing Rockstar down from Utah, where we're on high alfalfa. His sweat scent and the way he sweats changed.
Yeah, they seem to get beans faster too, because that sweat is also what's down in the groin area, building up all that hard calcification. Maybe if the three-year-old decides to present that and we can film it and I won't put it on my YouTube channel to flag, I'll put it on my private channel. That's why we're making the private channel, because YouTube is, you know, inappropriate videos. We just filmed, you know, how to get a bean out and my channel got flagged. It's like, really, he wasn't even excited. It wasn't a stallion. We weren't breeding. Okay. So back to medicine chest. So we do NCD, then they can absorb their nutrition, right? And for some reason, they have amazing feet after NCD. Whenever I see flat sole, thin hoof walls, white line, crumbly hoof walls, and I go back to liver. They're not able to assimilate. If you don't have a good diet, are you going to have good fingernails? But people will just buy a hoof supplement when the rest of the horse's diet is shit. So you're just trying to feed the feet instead of the whole body. You know, brittle fingernails is a sign that you're not doing well. Okay, so instead of just trying to fix that foot, you gotta look at the whole horse.
I pay to keep mine strong. I don't know what they look like
underneath. Okay, so, and it's amazing, in 4 to 5 weeks, everybody sees a difference after the detox and the hoof. Hoof walls twice as long, and then the hoof spray helps too. cool. And people like this stuff. They go, I can clean my hands of that. I'm spraying that on the feet. Everything else we put on the horse's feet says must wear gloves. Well, the horse is absorbing that. Washington, when I did endurance in Washington, we had bleach water and a pop-up water because that horse's foot had to come up out of the mud. We had to kill it, and it had to go right back down into the same water bed that it was standing in. It's the only thing that I could use at the time that would kill something right now. Cool? Okay, so replenish. I like the dynamite stuff. Silver lining herbs is good. There's so many different, and I go to so many different areas on the planet that we just have to go with what they can get locally. I just hear good things about them. I haven't used them, but they have a lot of good things for laminitis and, you know, different things.
I have a friend in the UK that had a dog, a golden with cancer, and she had an herbalist she was working with, and she had all of her herbs like in groups on the bottom bookcase, and her dog, when it needed them, would go and sit by the group that he needed, and he'd sit there and stare at her. She'd put them in his hand and he'd lick some, or he'd turn his head and she offered them, and then she'd wait and see if he wanted to go to the next group. And
very cool.
Yeah, so he was regulating his own body.
Well, horses in the wild would travel 10, 20 miles to get the minerals they need, eat the bark they need, the sand, the dirt they need for parasites and salt and...
My goats do that.
Right.
They travel over the property, they'll be in the trees, they're eating the bark, they're eating the leaves, now they're eating the fresh grass.
But, you know, we keep the horses in a small area, and the more expensive a horse, the smaller the box he gets to be in, because you don't want him kicked by another horse. You don't want him to go out and get hurt. They don't get to roll and move and forage. So dynamite has the free choice feeders that you hang in there, and 2-to-1, 2 parts calcium and 1 part phosphorus, 1-to-1. So the 2-to-1 is the grass-fed horses, and then the 1-to-1 is for the alfalfa-fed horses, and Ismine, which is a natural charcoal detoxifier, and then free choice loose salt. So the horses can just see what they need. If you have a salt lick out there, like the old iodized ones with minerals, they're man-made minerals. It's not absorbable. And the horse has a soft tongue, they're not meant for the salt licks. I like the Himalayan crystals, those are really nice, but it's soft when the horse is licking it. The big salt licks are more meant for cows.
They also, down in South Texas, will melt away.
Well, I did a reading on a horse in Florida, and I said, well, she's low on sodium. She needs salt. Well, she has a salt lick. I said, go out and put some loose salt on top of that salt lick and see if the whole thing's gone. It is. The horse wouldn't lick the salt lick to get enough. So replenish, what's in my medicine chest. So for bacterial, dynamite liquid trace minerals. There's something about it. There's two elements in here that aren't on the periodic chart for NASA, whatever that means. But I do know if your horse is copper, selenium, zinc deficient, this helps. A lot of the head-tossing horses, when we ask about viral or bacterial in the sinuses and we get a yes up here, there's a lot of teeth that go bad from the equine dentistry, cracking or heat, or they can get a cavity up in there. And when you put release all over the head, pay attention to what areas get hot. The one obnoxious horse that was biting everybody was just all like this, and his head was just driving him so crazy. And we put our hand right here under his eye, and it was so hot, and then he just went like this. So they found like there was a bad tooth and it was just driving them crazy up there. All I can say is I get yes for tooth, have your equine dentist look at it. But every time she put her fingers right there, he would just go like this, like, okay, now do something about that. So he took away, he's like so obnoxious. And then it's like, just do something about that. So that's why my first DVD is The Horses Are Talking, Are You Listening? This used to be under the human products, but then the FDA. So, like her mom takes 2 or 3 drops every morning. This strengthens the red blood cells to fight infection. People that bruise, it strengthens the capillary walls, so they don't bruise as much. So I would give this to my brood mares before they fold. So when the foals come out and they're really weak on the pasterns and fetlocks, that's mineral deficiency. Okay? So I didn't vaccinate my brood mares. My stallion hadn't been vaccinated in forever. I would give this before they fold, so internal tearing. This is the only thing I would treat the umbilical cord with because they can take it up as a nutrient instead of iodine. And the babies would pop out and take off cantering like they should in the wild. I mean, because they had to, you had to leave the blood area and the foal had to run 5 miles before the mom would stop and let him nurse. Yeah. And that actually helped the mare's milk come down too.
I have a mare that's 4 years old and has never been, not one toxic, not even warm in her body. Nothing.
Good.
No processed feeds.
So I always told people with my babies, you better imprint them soon because they're gone. We had so much rain, I only had this little round pen with straw in it, and the mom's still laying there with the bag, and the baby's going, vroom, 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 and that's how it should be. So when you're seeing all that weak fetlock and stuff, they're totally mineral deficient, the mares.
She's trying to stand up, and her rear end's still in her mother, and she's trying to push herself up, and the mother come around, and she bopped her in the face. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I had a maiden mare, and my fence wasn't ready, and the baby popped out a couple weeks early, and she's, oh, good, mom's here. I'm going to have my baby. So I'm spraying release all around the vulva that's coming out and rubbing her tummy, and she's letting me help her, and then the baby's gone. And I have 1,250-pound paint mare who hasn't bonded. It's a maiden mare. The baby's gone on 2 acres, flying through the thing, and you're trying to hold onto her so you can go catch the baby. Because we had to get all the milk in the colostrum because it took, I think, 24 hours for our milk to come down. And we had to wrestle the baby. So, yeah. If your babies are up, down, and falling. So mine would canter, and then they'd go down for a nap, and they would just pop back up, and they'd be gone. There wasn't any trying to find any of the legs.
Yeah. Never stumbled at all.
And there wasn't any internal tearing and bleeding. And when I did the release, then the vet came and checked after. She couldn't even tell the maiden mare had a foal that day.
Yeah.
And it was like 6 or 7 hours later. Are you sure this horse had? Yep, I did release all around. And and they were big babies.
I'm going to do that if I ever got any more kids.
So the other thing I use trace minerals for, so it boosts the immune system. If they have something bacterial in sinus, we put it on wet mash. I had someone do dry grain and it doesn't seem to work as well because this absorbs into the grain and it seems to go to the stomach faster. Where when it's in a wet, sloopy mash, it's going around the teeth and it's going up through the roof of the mouth. And so remember on that video when I was working on his head, his breath really stunk. When they're breathing out and there's a bad smell, you've got something going on in there. So it's usually 3 full dropperfuls in wet feed, like once a day for 10 days, like you would do antibiotics.
But you can't do it directly into the mouth?
I'm so glad that you asked me that.
It's not nice. They don't like it.
Don't say that.
No, it's nice, but it
so three
tastes weird.
What?
Okay, hold on.
What? No, 1 drop on your tongue. Actually, I do this in every class.
3 dropperfuls for
10 days like you would do antibiotics. And it's not going to screw up antibiotics
really
if the
bad.
Owner
yeah, wait,
on top of your tongue.
Wait.
My mom. My mom's like, well, I'm good.
Oh, you need to know why you're not putting it in the horse's mouth. It's good for you.
I believe you, and I will never put it in my horse's mouth.
Okay, but you can drink it in your water.
Okay, I'll do that.
So, but just wait. Don't drink any water, because you need to see what it does in a wound. The reason I put it on your tongue is because you will feel that it goes
yes.
So dry.
Like the Sahara.
Yeah.
So that's what it's doing when we put it directly in the wounds, why you don't have the yellow grain pus. So the wound closes, the cells of the wound seem to close from the inside out. They swell up, they turn a purplish black. Okay, so a friend of mine had a bull with long horns, and it was his pet. He didn't know the Hispanics at the barn had been tormenting him at night, and he jumped over the fence to play with his bull, and he got gored, and it took a huge chunk out of his arm and trampled, and he climbed into the fence and went to his wife, and, okay, we're going to the hospital, and she just puts these drops on, and they're like, well, what's that black stuff? Well, don't take it off till you're ready to clean it. And I think it was 3.5-4 weeks later, and it was just already scar. So this is what I carry in my fanny pack, okay? My stallion, black stallion,
minerals.
He fell and cut his knee open to the bone. And I went, oh, they really don't have a kneecap. And I'm out there by myself with the coyotes, and he's spurting blood everywhere, you know, and I'm going, So I just take the little eyedropper full, you know, so you got to make sure it's full, and then put it in the wound, and it went from stop bleeding, and I rode him back to the trailer, and I did a 50-mile endurance ride on him 4 weeks later. So I've had people hurt on the trail, horses hurt on the trail, and I just put that in. When we would geld, okay, all that drainage is because you're cold water hosing it. Because remember, you add fresh water to a body, you're going to have yellow-green pus.
Hose it, hose it. I don't ever do that.
Right. So my vets, okay, you know, knew all this woo-woo stuff I did. I said, okay, Larry, hold on a minute. And while the horse is still sedated and it's open, I would just drop the trace minerals in there. And you couldn't even tell that they'd been gelled, that there was no drainage. Because it just closes it off inside with no infection. So all these things of freshwater hosing wounds is really bad. Okay? So we use this for bacterial sinus infections, teeth, abscesses. That's a lot of your head tossy horses. Sometimes just doing this, and this is a mineral supplement. So the horses that are black and fade, they're not enough copper. The horses with the coats that come up and curl, you know, it looks sunburnt, that copper deficiency. And your copper deficient horses are going to get more parasites. Wow. So when we're keeping them parasite free, we're making sure that they have the organic. So you know what colloidal means? Suspended particles of, which is why this is a better mineral supplement. So if the horses are low in selenium, they can absorb it. Cool. This is the only thing I put in wounds. What do I clean wounds with? Melaleuca. So if I have some kind of wound, you saw the PowerPoint, I just get a little quart of hot water and a washcloth, and I put in tea tree oil and trace minerals to clean the wound. And the horse will dance or dance and dance. And remember, I sprayed release on it first. And then you do the tea tree oil, which is very soothing. It takes the burn out of sunburn. And then they're going like this, mommy fix. And that's way better than taking off the gooey bandage and they're kicking at you and it hurts and it's throbbing and it's swollen.
That's the big deal today. Is that, oh, there's an abscess. Let's just pack it and put it up and get all those germs packed in there and wrap it.
Yeah, I do the release in the hoof soak because I want to draw it out. Yeah. I don't want it to go in. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is the only thing I clean wounds with. Okay, if it's a deep wound, I get a small syringe like for a tetanus shot without the needle. I had to say without the needle because someone actually did it with a needle. And I inject it into all the corners of the wound, and it'll just close from the inside out. And usually with hardly any scarring, depending on how bad the wound is. I showed you that shoulder thing that was open, and it was just that tiny, tiny little scar. I had my friend fell off her horse and stepped on her leg, and it split it open to the bone. And I was like, so do you want to be helicoptered out of here? Or do you want to get back on the horse, ride to the trailer, and go home, and then go to the doctor? She said, I'll do that one. We put that on, and we wrapped it up with vet wrap. And by the time we got home, she goes, I'm not going to go to the doctor. And that's all she used. So NCD and trace minerals, they don't go anywhere on the planet without them. How to wash wounds, how to treat wounds. And then you know how you have to keep the scab soft or it keeps breaking? So I usually use Desitin. Because that'll keep the scab soft without it coming off and breaking. But the zinc lays down and the flies don't like it. So on my stallion's knee, that's what I kept on his knee because the knee needs to keep bending. And he had no scar on a black horse. There was no white hairs. I didn't use iodine or peroxide or alcohol, which is killing the cells that want to grow back together.
That's the diaper cream, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you have this stuff in the tube, and you don't want that because it's very runny. Okay. You get the stuff in the, with the lid jar that's really thick. And then you can put that on their midline and around their groin for flies, too, because the flies hate it. And it's laying down zinc, so the sores heal faster. Instead of putting SWAT or something else down there that's poisonous on the conception meridian, I'd rather just lay down the zinc. Horses that rub the base of their tail, are just trying to adjust their hips, but once they rub their tail raw, then all the midges and mosquitoes bite it, so they keep rubbing the tail. You just coat the top with Desitin, and the hair goes back. So, scratches, mud fever, you know about that? Worst thing you can do is cold water hose it and scrub it, because you piss it off. And being an endurance, so mud fever only happens on pink skin in the fetlock area, not on black-skinned horses. So when we were looking at endurance horses, we didn't like the white socks because it meant pink skin underneath. And they get scabs that, left untreated, just totally grow and grow and grow and grow.
Yeah, it's nasty. I've seen them.
So we take that thick Desitin without scrubbing it, without pissing it off. We just pack the whole thing with Desitin, and then we do Saran Wrap, and then a whole thing of Vet Wrap, like above, below, down around the hoof, so that it stays there for 24 hours. And when you take it off, all the scabs slough off with no pain.
Just Desitin.
Yeah, because it suffocates it. And it doesn't allow it, and then the zinc lays down on the raw skin. Because in endurance, that would come up and lame your horse within 24 hours. So with Tiki, he had pink skin in there, and when we did 200 miles in 4 days, I had to put him back in that every night, or he would have cracks and bleeding. And then they're lame because of that, after you just rode 190 miles and you don't get your 200 mile completion. Because you're going for the whole 200 mile completion, you don't want to get pulled on day 3 or 4. So as soon as he was done, I had to clean off the area. I had to pack him back in the Desitin at night and then take it off before the next 50-mile ride the next morning. It's a pH alkalinity when they're stressed, and the pink skin, and then some of the desert rides or some of the environments make it, or horses are in mud all the time. A lot of Frisians get it. It'll hide under the feathers. Yeah.
And they found that certain pastures, it's worse than others.
It's your environment. So Tiki would only get it on the desert rides. Something in that environment. But it lets you know your pH balance and your skin's not on, so I can at least lay a zinc down, so when the sweat's coming down, it's not re-irritating the area. So that was always in my, as an endurance rider, I use Desitin in other areas too. So 50 miles a day in the saddle, you get some raw spots.
Yeah, little chat butt there.
Cool. So that's what I did on wounds.
Yeah, exactly.
So for the wrap, Desitin, and then you wrap it to
well, plastic, you know, the clear food wrap, and then a whole roll of the Vet Wrap.
Okay.
So that it would stay where you wanted it, and you don't want it to slide down into the fetlock where it's going to bend and bind, because that might create other issues. I might have a picture of it.
No, that's okay. So,
I don't have it on here, but I have it on my...
Basically, you're saying the foil and everything, the plastic around to kill the oxygen.
No oxygen gets in.
Okay.
So it's dark with no oxygen, and then zinc's laying on the skin. And you can have scabs this thick, and they just slough off in 24 hours. And then if there's a couple little scabs left, I do one more.
Because what we always found, that there's some bacteria or fungus, whatever, the microbes... Under the scab, and then it falls off, and then the skin can heal.
Mm-hmm. But you have to look at also the frog, because some of the bacteria is coming up from there.
Okay.
So if you have thrush, then it's not going to go away. So you have to look at the condition of the frog too. But you'll see that it's only on pink skin; it's not on black skin.
I had it on, like on a mare with black skin here on the kennel, but. I don't know where it came from, but just up there, right, just blew up.
Yeah, and it can just be in the soil.
Yeah.
But that's why you also want to look.
On hind legs?
Hind legs, yeah, just one leg, and it was just like a dermatitis afterwards.
Yeah, so I've seen it on dark back legs before,
too. Usually some of that's urine-related.
Mm-hmm.
The pee splattering on their legs, and then it gets all scurfy and icky.
But they're outside, she's a male, she pees that way.
But there's a difference between scratches, which are scabs that grow within 24 hours, crack, bleeding, lame a horse, and the other scurviness going up the leg that when the pee lands on the legs, a lot of the geldings will have it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know where that came from. It was just like one day there, that's why.
Yeah, and you can try the hoof spray on that.
Okay.
Cool. So trace minerals, wounds, boost immune system. So I would give this to my horse in his mash before going to endurance rides to boost his immune system to fight infections. Because 50 miles a day, camping somewhere new, drinking sloopy water with 100 other horses. TD bomb, you know about the release, bruising, trauma. When a horse is colicking, we'll syringe him some release because it helps settle the stomach.
Syringe the what?
Bruising.
The release.
The release, yeah.
So if you just have it in your spray bottle, you can start spraying it in their mouth. So bacterial. So you learned that a lot of these oils are antibacterial. Mm-hmm. Okay. When you take antibiotics, it kills good gut flora and bad gut flora. So this doesn't, which is why I prefer that. Colloidal silver is another antibacterial, and that's what I use in eyes and nose. Okay, so they used to put colloidal silver in babies' eyes when they were born. Now they use erythromycin. So if your horse has an eye infection, colloidal silver is good. If you have a sinus infection and you go, it'll just burn like heck. But your sinuses, same thing in the horses, is draining down into your lungs and stomach. So when we're looking for bacterial and viral, is it primary or secondary? You know, so if you're pushing here and it's sore at all, you've got mold and fungus and things up in your sinuses, and the colloidal silver, you usually take it out in one shot.
But do you get it, or which?
Dynamite has one. It's called Solace, but you can buy it at the health food stores. It doesn't mean it's going to be as strong, like 200 parts per million. So, you know, when you're catching something, it's when you touched a hand rail or a doorknob and then you're rubbing your eyes and stuff. So my friend said to do Simply Saline when I travel, which is a saline nose spray, so it doesn't go in. I'm finding the colloidal silver in my eyes and snorting in my nose at the airport's working better. So this was just, remember I said when we're putting things in horses' eyes, the little metal tube is pokey? So that's what I put it in. I just buy a cheap saline nose spray bottle, I take off the top, I rinse it out, and I put in whatever I want to use. So that is now in the corner of the horse's eye instead of the metal pointy tip.
But still, where do you buy normally the one from Dynamite?
On the website, on my website. It's called Solace. It's 200 parts per million and it's really pure. And that little bottle lasts me like 2 years.
Okay.
So that's what I use now, sir. Because I have like 90,000 fly miles a year, and how many airports am I in, and how many planes am I on, and stuff.
What do you all use here in the summer with the nets when they go into the horse's eyes?
Oh, that's terrible.
I do put chloride silver in my horse's eyes.
So they have some of those, you know, like that horse hair brow bands things.
Yeah.
And I do know that in Australia, the horses will all be heads into the eucalyptus trees. So you can hang that if you get that brow thing with that you buy, that's the natural bangs, and you can hang the eucalyptus there, and that scent should help keep the gnats out of their eyes. So they actually cut like mane hairs, and they do it in this so they can see, and it's moving, and they can shake their head to get them, and then you can weave in some eucalyptus. Or maybe you can put eucalyptus oil on the brow band or something. But I just—it's just
here might help release the eucalyptus here too.
You just want to make sure it's not an oil that's going to get in their eyes if you know they're rubbing.
Yeah, even the scent—it's very strong. We'll make sure it doesn't irritate their eye.
Mm-hmm. So that's why when you're looking at what oils and creams can you put around the eyes?
Three different types of eucalyptus oils.
Probably.
I don't know. Nothing I need to get into right now. So. Eye stuff, colloidal silver. So colloidal silver is your natural antibacterial, your natural antiviral, and natural antifungal. And it's just suspended particles of silver. The nobles used to drink out of silver goblets and silver plates, and they didn't get sick like the peasants did.
It was in the water, because water
can
freeze.
Cool. So bacterial. Oregano oil is supposed to be a good antibacterial. We use that on the spine when we're working on limes and EPM and all that kind of stuff. Everyone's like, do you make it go away? I said, no, but we can make it better in the body than it is now, so it's not affecting the body system so hard. Because I'd say 70-80% of the horses in the California area where I are with the oak trees all have limes. You just don't know it. Most of the people in Cool did.
And
Yeah, so limes is really bad where I was in Auburn.
And the pine tree, these sets as well.
Okay, so that's your colloidal silver. Oregano oil is also, so parasites don't seem to like to be here because of the copper. It's more how to boost your horse's immune system so they don't have parasites instead of how to poison it to get rid of the parasites. You'll see one horse in the field with no flies and another horse right next to him with 100 flies. Flies go to garbage. That horse will be the 29% vitality and the horse without the bugs will be the 75% vitality. Mm. And when you see all the small flies all in one area, that's a dead zone. Go spray some release there. Cool, huh? So there was a contagious thing in all the barns and they shut them all down in California. Some horses had transmitted something at a show and nobody could move horses. And instead of stressing my horses out, I mixed the oregano oil with molasses. I used the Dynaspark. And I was syringing it to them every day to boost their immune system for viral. And so what can I do to boost my child's immune system while this is going on? What can I do to... So a lot of people don't electrolyte till after. What can I do to get the body ready for this stress? When I did my surgeries, what does my body need before the shoulder surgery? What do I need during? What do I need after? So I came off Australia, had a week to get ready for the hip surgery, and my body wanted frankincense internally every day, and then frankincense, fennel, and wintergreen. And I couldn't even tell I'd had a surgery. I was like, and I slept like 8 hours through that night. And we do this before surgeries. You know how you're not supposed to drink anything from the night before? We'll put like one or two whole dropper fulls and a little bit of water and chug it down the night before because it strengthens capillary walls and internal bleeding. So I don't seem to have as much infection and as much issues after surgery. What does my body need before? So that you're ready. And then I would always have someone come run my energy. Because when you've been under and they've been cutting on you and they've been doing all this stuff, so they would just do the cranial and the meridians and they would just run all the energy. Remember that's what Donna Eden said? After surgery, you got to get all your energy running. Same thing with the horses. Oh, we'll just leave him alone while he's, you know, had colic surgery. No, you need to get the bladder meridian and everything going after the colic surgery. Okay? There's things that we have to do, whether you have to vaccinate or you have to operate or whatever, but what can you do to help the body? Cool? Okay. Oregano oil seems to be a natural dewormer, as we've noticed from our students who decided to take it in gel caps. But I had a client that had been doing it for years. Diatomaceous earth is a natural dewormer. You want to get the organic food grade. So I came home from a trip and where my horses and I were living, I came home and there was like 1,000 flies on my horses. And I had to go buy fly sheets. They were so miserable and the sprays weren't working. So I talked to the barn about getting a 50-pound bag of diatomaceous earth. They said, you're picking it up anyway, sprinkle it on the wheelbarrows because you're putting that stuff over your pastures, you know, because they irrigate it. Wherever you have irrigation, you're going to have more bugs. Within 21 days, there was only 10 flies on each horse. Sprinkle it in the stalls. Anything that walks through diatomaceous earth, it cuts open the exoskeleton. So when you're feeding it through and you're doing all that, it should be killing all the larvae in your manure piles. Anything crawling through it is going to have the same. But the chickens can eat it and you can still put it out on the lawn.
And they like to dust in it for the mites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's really good if you have ants or something that you want to go somewhere else, you just go somewhere else, you're not allowed here anymore.
Yeah.
Cool. Dewormers. Herbal tonic is a really good one by Dynamite. You take them off all other supplements and it's all these herbs. And if I had a horse I wanted to sell for $7,000 or $10,000, I'd put them on the 1 week regimen and they would blow a whole new coat. Shiny, glossy, looking like a $10,000 horse. But it's a whole system boost. And then it has organic stuff in it for deworming. Other, so calcium bentonite clay can help get rid of parasites and settle sour stomachs. When we lift ribs, if the horses are kicking at you, it's usually a sign that something in the intestines and stomach isn't happy. Because you've seen the difference between horses that just go, and horses that when you're asking for the belly lift are like, stop. So that's just an indicator. So horses internalize emotions. Okay? So we usually emotion code if they have ulcers.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about ulcers.
I'm not allowed to say those words. So I say sour stomach. Yeah, yeah, so, but that's one indicator. So horses aren't meant to be fed twice a day. Right, they're meant to be grazers, and if you want to go ride after school at 3:30 and they're feeding at 4:30 or 5, they're already processing that. So we'd always hang a hay net or a hay bag while we were tacking up so they could eat.
See, that's very common in the UK, and here barns don't do it. Like, you always hung a hay net when you tacked up your horse.
Yeah. So the endurance people say, and the racetrack people, you want to run on an empty stomach. Well, not that empty, because the stomach acids are churning and they're internalizing stuff. So a lot of the horses that pack weight on because they're eating everything, a stick, a twig, everything, it's usually because it hurts for their stomach to be empty. So calcium bentonite clay, I just say it like that. Dynamite has a calcium bentonite clay called Miracle Clay. And on the side of the container, they tell you to put it in distilled water for people. You put like a little teaspoon of clay in, and you drink the water off the clay every day until it's gone, and then you add more. And acid reflux and digestion issues seem to go away. So with the horses, we just get a big, I call it a glob. You add it to distilled water, shake it, let it activate for 4 hours until it's the consistency of like mayonnaise. And then I just go like that and go phoom in their grain. People say, well, how do you know how's enough? I go, is that enough? Nope. Phoom. Is that enough? Yes. So I would do that at least once a month for a week to help expel any worms. And I would do that before hauling to events. Tiki was a B- on gut sounds, and I went and got my clay and water in a big syringe. So we're at a vet check with B-. You don't usually leave camp with a B- on gut sounds. You know, in your hour hold, if you're still a B-, so what can I do to get his gut back online? And he tested for the clay water, so I put it in a big syringe and syringe it to him, and within 30 minutes, he was back up to an A-. Then I can leave camp, and then I just know to go a little slower. So it really seems the horses that do have ulcers, I tell people you can put it straight in their mouth. It doesn't hurt or burn, okay? And specifically before events and hauling to events, when they're working themselves up.
Just like people where you put a clump in the bottom of a, and you drink your water until it's all gone and you do it again, would you not put that a clump in their water bucket if they're stable?
I mean, that can be in your fridge for 8 days before you get all the clay gone. Usually you're changing the water out better than that.
Yeah.
So the horses that do come up with ulcers, there's usually a bad bacteria with there. So we ask if they need this in the feed as well as the clay. But all the ones that are just like, and you go to girth them up and they're, and you're trying to do rib lifts, so they're kicking at you. We put them on the clay 7 to 10 days and all that seems to go away. And then I just tell them to do it 3 or 4 times a week. Your horse is internalizing emotions, it's getting a sour stomach. And the clay helps get rid of the acid, the sour stomach. So like Tums with people is the worst thing you can do is nan acid because it wipes out all the acid and then your body says to make more. And because you've wiped out all the acid, I had to deal with someone that I was partnered up with at the time and we went to Regan's, and when you have no stomach acid, then he had a lot of parasites because stomach acid is what gets rid of the parasites. Cool, huh? You should see when I was doing endurance, I could just talk for 50 miles about it. And if your horse's heart rate is at 128 right now, their blood's a little thick and you need to slow down. And
well, everybody wants to ride with you then, right?
Yeah.
They can keep up.
And what we noticed on the NCD at the endurance rides is if Tiki was normally at a trot of 14 miles an hour on the flat, and I know his pulse should be 126, he was 116. So his heart, it actually helps clear plaque on the heart walls and the arteries.
The clay?
The NCD.
NCD, okay.
I was just flipping back to that I realized he also had a lower pulse. And when you have that lower pulse all day long, it's less lactic acid. So, what else is in my medicine chest? Tea tree oil, colloidal silver, trace minerals. We talked a little bit about colicky horses. Got a gas buildup somewhere. Digestin, Banamine. Do your butt tucks, belly lifts while you're waiting for the vet. Try and get something to move. But then also know that there's a reoccurring issue there that you need to deal with, not just the one-time colic. Right, horses that are farting going down the trail need to work on some blockages. That one older horse, when we were lifting up his belly and you could see a certain part of his belly doesn't lift, to me that's a sign of something heavy and inorganic in there. I was just looking at something where the horse had a low stomach and they cut out two big enteroliths like this. Did you see my post on my Facebook? My friend got two enteroliths like this out of her horses. So she lives on the big island of Hawaii, and it's so hard to get hay. It's $45 for one compressed bale of hay.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, that only lasts like 5 days. And they can't buy it in quantity because of the humidity at mildews.
Yeah.
So they try to feed pellets or cubes. So a lot of people are on the cubes. Well, both of her horses had really bad colics, had to be put down. She buried them out back, and out of both horses, she got stones that big. So we have them on a scale at 11.4 pounds of one of them next to a beer can, so you could see how big that was. So, there's a binder on the hay cubes, and she fed them dry.
It's been tonight.
Right. But it can't be fed dry.
I know.
And then they're feeding it dry, so the water's coming in and it's kind of congealing, so now she knows to soak them first, but most of the horses don't like soaked cubes. And then I went to another place where he said, oh, we get ours from Mexico and it doesn't have that. And I says, it says 10% ash. What's 10% ash? I said, you still have the binder. It's still hard to break it apart. So, yeah, she said that was two horses in a row she lost because of that. So, yeah, and the pellets have more sand in them. So you know what they do when they do hay pellets? They can cut closer to the ground. Because, yeah, they can cut all the way down to the stock closer to the ground when they're putting in the hay pellets, and they're not allowed to poison the gophers anymore. So first cutting hay always has the gopher holes, so they get more dirt and sand. So UC Davis and Sacramento switched from hay, because it's a big mess, to the pellets, and they did 7 sand colic surgeries. So all you can do is shake up your pellets and see what floats and what sinks to the bottom. And I feed a lot of pellets. I gave psyllium every month.
I soak my pellets. That's how it should be easy to see.
You know, but at least if it's wet, they can have calcium bentonite clay wet. They just can't have it dry because it's a binder. Cool?